The toast on ham and bees, the swig on ham and bees, is discussing maybe one ha'ara that we didn't say last time before we do the toast on ham and bees. The story towards the bottom of the Gemara, Chia Chazela Hu Gabra the Havakai the Beis Hakvaros. Amarle La Ben Ishploni Kainata. Aren't you Kain? Why are you in a Beis Hakvaros? Amarle In Abu Adu Gava Gvai and I am having nothing in a Grish Bchul Afain. So along Rashi here, one just the deep to think about. Rashi says Rabbi Chia Chazia to this guy who's a Kohen in the Beis Hakvaros. And says Lo Sparish Lan again. That's the first lashon, right? Lo esparish lan mai baya hafa. Menir ba'ina da ha asa lashmin. And afal gav der vichia talmido de Rebbe hava. When we come with the Rebbe hava, he was in his makam of his Rebbe. That's why the Gemara appears here. Still lo chalko kavad l'Rebbe, meaning he didn't not pask in the shayla, so to speak. He didn't tell this guy to get out of the base of Kvaros. Lo chalko lo kavad l'Rebbe, right? He wasn't fully covered his Rebbe in order to avoid mila hafrish zem in ha'isr, to keep this guy away from the Isser. Why? Because there's no Isser of Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo in a case of Lafrusha Me'isura. Why? The stakes are high. We're trying to get people not to do Isurim. You don't have to cheshbin the cover of the Rebbe. It's like a B'makom Chil Hashem in Chokum cover Rab type of a din. So, one Ha'ara is thinking, Rashi refers to this as Lafrusha Misura. So that's Pasha, right? A Kohen is in a Beis HaKvaros. He's not allowed to be in a Beis HaKvaros. To tell him to leave the Beis HaKvaros, he's not allowed to be Matame himself. Tell him to leave and not be Matame himself is Mamish Lafrusha Misura, right? To keep a Kohen from being Matame himself. So also being Matame himself, so it's Pasha. So this thing is not so Pasha. There's a Machlaikas, a famous Machlaikas, if you look at this, the Raivan and the Rambam. Is that what you're smiling about? You're smiling because you're coming in your tummy? What are you smiling about? You probably violate Shavuos also. Knowing you guys. So a ha'ara, the Rambam and the Rebbe have a famous machlokas. What exactly machlokas is on both sides a little bit subject to debate, but it's based on a Gemara in Nazir. You have to learn it well to understand what it's even about. But there's the question of tumah b'chiburin. If a Kohen is metame himself, rightfully or not rightfully, legally or illegally, meaning by accident or on purpose, he becomes tame. So is it asur for him to keep being tame? Or once he's already tame, who cares? There's no adding tumah, he's already tame. So what's the difference if you add more tumah? What's the difference if he's metame himself more and more or stays in that area? So the Rambam assumes that's still asur. This is in Hilchos Naziris Perek Hay, Halachat HaZayin. So the Rambam assumes that's still Asr. The Ravid famously is Masik on the Rambam, and the Ravid assumes, it's not clear what he assumes, but he disagrees with the Rambam. The classic assumption the Ravid always was, and this I believe is the way Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes in Shulchan Aruch, the classic assumption in the Ravid is that the Ravid assumes that once a Kayin has become Tamei, there's no longer any Isser for him to be Matame himself. The Rambam disagrees, but that's what the Ravid seems to hold. And Yesh Lahayr, maybe, that this Rashi is clearly Mavuar, not like the Ravid, right? Meaning the Ravid, if the Ravid was in this Beis HaKvaros and saw a Kohen in the Beis HaKvaros, so maybe tell him to get out because it's not right for him to be there. If you saw him far away, he'd say, S'chor, S'chor, L'karma, L'tikrav, you know, don't go close. He shouldn't be coming closer to the Beis HaKvaros. He'd warn him to stay away. But once he was already in the Beis HaKvaros, would the Ravid tell him to get out? Maybe tell him to get out because it's not appropriate for a Kohen to be there. But would the Ravid say it's Lafrusha Me'isura?
Maybe he didn't go on top of any Kvarim yet, so he didn't get in time with the Ravid. Yeah. And he's just holding him back from maybe go, I don't know.
Maybe. If he's in the Beis HaKvaros, more likely he's already, if he's in the Beis HaKvaros, Mamish, more likely he's already Tameh. And the and Rashi is saying that's a case of Lafrusha Me'isura to separate him from Isser. So a ha'ara that maybe this is la de lo karayv, it is like the Rambam. Afilu tum b'chiburim is considered an iser in lehafish meyisura. So we saw when we were thinking about this, we looked to see if anyone said this. We saw the Baal Nemus makes tahara. That Rashi is not like the Rebbe. It is yeah like the Rambam. But to note, Al Pia Emes, it's not pasha that it's like the Rebbe, like the Rambam against the Rebbe either, because basically the Rebbe can be read in two ways. The Rebbe, if you look inside, can be read either as there's no Isser, once the Karin's already Tami, there's no Isser for him to be Tami more. Or he doesn't mean that. He means there's no Malkos, it's Pater Aval Aser. Still an Isser Daraisa for a Kohen to become Tame. Elamai, it's a lower level, it's down a level, and he doesn't get Malkos. Again, Rehivegar, I believe, assumes the first way, but the predominant assumption, I think, in the later poskim is that the Ravid never meant that it's totally mutter. And they found, when they found the Tmim Deim, and they found the Ravid, it was explicit that the Ravid's Shita was not that it's mutter for a Kohen to become more Tame once he's already Tame, but rather that it's no Malkos, but it's still obviously Aser Daraisa. So even the Ravid, if that's true, even the Ravid would say this is a case of La Furshim Yisura. Okay, it's good just to point out that this Rashi is the Lo Keha Phantom Shita, or other possibility in the Ravid, that there's no Isser Mamish of Tumma B'Chiburin, but maybe that Shita of the Ravid doesn't even exist. Again, the Poskim, some of the earlier Poskim did assume that was the Ravid. What's more of a Chiddush is that a lot of the earlier Poskim actually use this Ravid and are Masarif it for different Piskei Halacha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger uses it by Tumas Eretz Amim for Kohanim, his Heterim to leave Eretz Yisrael. Others use it for Kohanim and Beis HaKvaros in certain situations where they want to be able to make them go in. But the prevalent assumption, again, amongst the contemporary poskim and a little bit earlier also, is that we're not Metzarif the Rebbe. The Rebbe is Shita Dechuya, Shita Echida. And especially once we found the Tamim Deim, the Shita Rebbe probably doesn't even exist. So Kohanim can't become, it's Aser. Okay, maybe there's Machlokes Rambam, right? But whether it's a technical Machlokes, whether it's Malkos or not, but it's an Isser Daraisa for a Kohen to become Tame, even once he's Tame. So this was a famous, featured famously in Rabbi Gorin's Shita about Kohanim going to medical school. This is more complicated than what we're saying now, but one of, I think, his Eitzes was that the Kohen should just whip a metal watch that had been by a corpse. So the metal watch had the Tumah of the corpse, and he would wear it on his hand. The Kohen. So now he's already Tame by wearing this metal watch from the dead body. And now he can go to medical school and do autopsies and see corpses and things like that because he's already Tame, so there's no additional Isser of becoming more and more Tame. That was one of the things that Rabbi Gorin put into that Heter. But this Ravid might not even exist. Either way, Rashi doesn't sound like that, Shita. Okay. The Gemara, this is why Rashi was even defending the Shita, this story. The Gemara is talking about the Isser of Mor Halacha B'Fnei Rabbah. So the Gemara doesn't really talk so much about the Daraisa. Tosa starts talking about the Daraisa. The Gemara is talking about some Gezerah Darabanan, right, of Talmud Al Yorah B'Makom Rabbah. But there's clearly a Daraisa as well from the Gemara. There's an Erevin from Ksubis. So Tosus has a whole lot of Richas here. And what comes out from the end of Tosus is just in terms of Shita. Is what comes out from the end of Tosus, there are four or five different permutations in the Rishonim, but comes up from our Tosas on Sanhedrin. Hamad Beis is that Tosas assume that if a person is within Gimel Parsos of his Rebbe, so he's not allowed to pass in a Shaila, and if he's outside of Gimel Parsos of his Rebbe, he still can't pass in a Shaila. The only time a person can pass in a Shaila is if they are outside of Gimel Parsos and they ask Rishus. But if they're within Gimel Parsos and they ask Rishus, they cannot paskin. And if they're outside of Gimel Parsos and don't ask Rishus, they also cannot paskin. That is not, Tos is not alone on this, right? The Ran, you probably saw, quotes Rabbeinu David. The Ran has other shitas, but the Ran quotes Rabbeinu David. Umash Malar Rabbeinu David, this is at the end of Dibur Maskel. This is the end of the first Dibur Maskel. This is the end of the second Dibur Maskel on Hamad Beis, Dibur Maskel Ba'osa Shah. Umash Malar Rabbeinu David, Dimash Shehu Aser Min HaTorah, Afil Min Tilos Rishus is Aser. The Isser Min HaTorah, Mor Halach Min Rabbah, is even Berentil's Rishus. Even if you ask Rishus, he gives a Raya from the Gemara. The Ran says, nah, that's not good. First of all, he doesn't like the Raya. He has a pushback. Aval Olam Eim L'chav Matal Mutter. No, for sure, if you ask Rishus, it's Mutter, even within Gimel Parsos. Why? Pashut. The time of the Melsa. They give him the Mishum Yakar the Rabbe. Have a Matzi Machalei. Machal. The whole thing is because of Yukra the Rabbe. It's because of the covet for his Rebbe. So his Rebbe can be Michael on his covet. We hold in the Gemara and Kedushin, the Hakaimelon, it's a Gemara and Kedushin, Rash Machal Kvod, Kvod Machal. If a Rebbe is Michael on his covet, so that's Chal. That Mechila is Chal. So why would Entilas Rishus not work with the Gimel Parsos? That's the Ran's Kasha on this sheet of Rabbeinu David, which is also the sheet of Tosus. It's also the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passing this way. It's also the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam is so hard to read. We'll try to read a little bit of the Rambam's Bli Neder soon, but the Rambams are so hard to read because he seems like, probably he's not, but it seems like he's making up new categories. Koveya based Medrash and Koveya Makam Lahoros, is it the same as the Koveya based Medrash? So it's not Pasha what the Rambam is saying, but one thing is Pasha, the Rambam holds like this. Netilas Rishus does not work within Gimel Parsels. And the Shulchan Aruch also assumes that. But yeah, it does work in Netilas Rishus. You could ask Rishus once you're outside of Gimel Parsels. So the Rambam says, I don't understand why Netilas Rishus shouldn't work within Gimel Parsels. It's a din in Kavod, so you can be Mokhan or Kavod, so why can't you ask Rishus? But just to strengthen the question, fine, let's naniach that it doesn't work because it doesn't work within Gimel Parsels. I don't know why. It doesn't work within Gimel Parsels for some reason, even though usually Rav Shemachal Kvod Kvod Machal. But why does it work outside of Gimel Parsels? Meaning, Gimel Parsels is not a heter, right? Within Gimel and outside of Gimel, Tosfos think you can't pass in a Shaila. And with Rishus and without Rishus within Gimel, you can't pass in a Shaila. So what's the magic sauce over here that the combination between outside of Gimel Parsels and Tails Rishus, all of a sudden it does work? Neither one works on its own, so why do they work together? So that's Tzarachin and Tosfos. What's the pshat? So a few people were struggling with that. I know Moshe and Donnie were struggling with that, and I forget other people were struggling with it previously as well. So we had a mahalach. I think a good suggestion, maybe, but we'll see in a second that it does come out of Makoros as well. So what's the issue over here of Mor Alach B'fnei Rabo? So the Ran clearly assumes it's an issue of Kavod. And the Rav Shemachal Kvod Kvod Amachal, so Netilas Rishus Shepasha should work within Gimel Parsos. And why doesn't it work? And we're adding on, then why does it work outside of Gimel Parsos? So, in Chanami, for sure it's true that part of the issue over here, maybe the main issue that we're dealing with here, is one of Kavod, is one of Yukur the Rabbe, that's a lack of Kavod to the Rav, to someone's Rebbe, if they're going to pass in a Shaila in the place where he is, very expansive vicinity, but the place in his vicinity, it's going to be an issue of Kavod. But maybe there's really two dinim here. Maybe there's more than just the din of Kavod going on over here. Maybe there's a second din as well. And if you notice two dinim, then maybe the two heterim each address each of those dinim, and together there's a combination that comes to force us to a heter. Let's explain as follows. Mechad Gisa, being Mor Alach B'Fnei Rabo is certainly a pagam in the Kavod of your Rebbe. We'll talk about what this means going out there soon, but it's a din, the most basic level you would think, you know, the knowledge and the expertise of your Rebbe demands that he gain some respect from you, that you show him respect for his level of knowledge and his tzidkus. And to pass him his machlum is a pagam is kavod. Okay, on a more, you know, personal level, there's a connection, there's a subjugation that the Talmud is supposed to feel to the Rebbe. To Paskin in his presence, again, expansive presence, but to Paskin in his presence, that's a begam in the Kavod of your Rebbe. And then we'll talk about soon another level of what the Issa really means according to the Rambam. And the Torah is makben on that. The Torah is makben on Kavod Rabbo, Kavod for your Rebbe. And that's Shaykh everywhere, right? That's Shaykh within Gimel Parsos, and that's Shaykh outside of Gimel Parsos. Who cares if you're in New York with your Rebbe? Who cares if you're in Los Angeles and he's in New York? What's the difference? As long as you're with your, he's alive. So it's a lack of kavod. It doesn't show respect if you're taking on shilas. He's your Rebbe. You should be asking him your shilas. Who cares how far you are? That's always going to be a chutzpah. What if you're a notal rishus? Pashut. That's what the Ran says. Pashut. If you're a notal rishus from Rebbe, you said, Rebbe, the mechila, I'm going to be in Los Angeles. You're going to be in New York. People are going to ask me shilas. So I need to answer some shilas. So what am I supposed to do? So you ask for rishus. Can I please have some rishus to answer shilas? Says the Rebbe, yeah, for sure. So is that a lack of kavod to now ask for shilas? Why is it a lack of kavod? That's what the Ran said. But we saw in Netilas Rishus doesn't work within Gimel Parsos. Why not? So maybe there's a second din here as well. If you're in New York and you're sitting in Washington Heights and someone comes over to you and asks you, they don't ask you what the bracha on water is. They ask you what the bracha on granola is. They ask you what the bracha on granola is. So when you answer that shayla, so Rav Adler's in the base medrash, or Rudenzweig's in the base medrash, or Shechter's in the base medrash, and you're answering, you're passing on what the bracha on granola should be, or the Rav at Mitzvah, Ramon, whatever your Rebbe is from Galus. So you're answering what the bracha on granola is. This is a sugi that you have to spend a lot of time looking into. This is not stam a shayla. I mean, there are a lot of shitas over here. So you answer, it's mizonos, it's hadama. So it's a lack of kavod, for sure. But you know, it's also a lack of achrayus. Like, it's also a lack of, it's very irresponsible. It's very, very irresponsible of you. You could easily mess this shayla up. Someone comes over to you with a mara. So even if you know maros, you know maros. But you know them a certain level of well, you know how to look at maros, but Rav Sobolovsky, who trained you in maros, is sitting right next to you. So you're going to pass him without asking him? So on one level, yeah, he trained me. I know how to paskin. On the other level, how can I not use that resource? He's right here. How can I not ask him? There's always a chashash that I'm going to mess up the din. You have a chashash, you're going to ba'avel the din. So then how could you not ask your Rebbe? If he's in your makom with you, how could you not? You have an accessible resource there. How could you not use it? That's a lack of responsibility. That's a lack of taking care to use the resources in front of you to be shol das Rebbe to find out what the psak halach is. So is it a pagam in the kavod? Yeah, it's a pagam in the kavod. But if you're right there, mamish, and you have an opportunity to ask your Rebbe, what's the halacha? So paskening without asking him is not only a lack of kavod, but it's also silly. It's a bad idea. It could really ruin the psak halacha. Be misyayitz with your Rebbe, who knows the halacha is better than you. That's perhaps the second din that's going on here in the halacha of mor halacha p'nei rabo. On the one hand, this is a lack of kavod. On the other hand, it's also a lack of responsibility. You're not taking the right level of achrayus and not taking it seriously enough to consult, and ask the shayla. Mashlama davadoma. The Pesach Tshuva quotes Lechem Mishnah. Says this on the Rambam in a different vein. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Shos Yaakov, and then others talk about it as well. They extend it in the opposite direction. Just the Lechem Mishnah, I think, says that it's possible. Someone might have seen this. If so, you'll tell me if I'm saying it wrong. But I think Lechem Mishnah says, probably here in the Chasam Torah, that it's possible that the whole din of Mor Halacha P'nei Rabo doesn't apply anymore. Saw this? Doesn't apply nowadays, because now we have so many Svarim. That was Lechem Mishnah, right? We have so many Svarim. So what does it mean, your Rebbe? No, you don't have a Rebbe Muvak. You're always picking from this Sefer and that Sefer and this Sefer. So the Lechem Mishnah is maybe pointing to a bad Mahalach in learning, but we should have Rebbeim. But at the end of the day, there's so many Svarim that we learn from that we don't really have a Rebbe anymore. The Pesach Tshuva quotes of Shavas Yaakov and others who take that in the opposite direction, meaning now maybe the Isser of Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo applies not only to not asking your Rebbe who taught you things, but also to not looking in Svarim. Meaning if someone asks you what the bracha on granola is, and you don't open up Halachapedia to consult it, so then that's Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo. I never met it's a computer. What do you mean it's Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo? Okay, most of us have met Baal Halachapedia, and he actually probably is our Rebbe to all of us by the amount of Torah that he's probably to all of us just by asking shaylas. But if it's a random sefer on Hilchos Brachos, you don't know the guy from a hole in the wall. You open up a Zosa Bracha, you don't know the author of the Zosa Bracha. Was it Mandelbaum? I forgot his name. Mandelbaum? He was your sister's Rebbe. So that you're a unique example. But you open the Shari Bracha, or you open Rabbi Bodner's Bracha book. Rabbi Bodner's granddaughter married my cousin, so that's different. He's my Rebbe also. But whatever, you'll find the right guy that you don't know him from a hole in the wall. So he's your Rebbe? He's not your Rebbe. Elamai, if you don't consult, it's a Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo. Why? There's no lack of kavod. The sefer is going to feel embarrassed. The sefer has feelings, like the challah on Friday night that gets embarrassed from the kiddush. No, only challah has feelings. We know that. The sefer doesn't have feelings. It's not Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo is a lack of kavod. Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo is a lack of kavod when you're dealing with a human being who's passing in shaylas, and you're taking his place and passing in his makom. That could be a lack of kavod. But there's also another din of Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo, which is just a lack of achrayas. Take the responsibility to consult the svarim. Whether it's your Rebbe, whether it's a Sefer, you should take that opportunity to consult. The Gemara in Ksuvis on Samach and Viz, I know a lot of you saw this already, talks about a case. Damar Rabbanan, afilu be'esa b'kuscha lo lishri enish b'makam rabbe. Don't even answer the easiest shayla in the whole world, the be'esa b'kuscha, eating a beitza dipped in kusach. I think the Rishonim talk about what exactly is so easy about the shayla. It's not basar b'chalav, or that beya is not considered eating a live chicken. Whatever. Either way, it's pasha that you could dip a... It's not fleshik. An egg is not fleshik just because it came from an animal. So it's pasha that you could dip an egg into sauce, even though the sauce has some spoiled milk, I think was part of the recipe in the kusach. It's pasha. So... like I said to you before, someone comes over and asks you what the bracha on water is in the base medrash. So, okay, Bamis, if you knew the halacha, so you'd realize it's not so pashut. Why is he drinking the water? Maybe he's not a bracha at all. But if it was pashut to you that he should make a bracha on shakal, it's pashut that's a shakal. What's the shayla? He's not asking you what the bracha on hydroponic lettuce is. This isn't a hard shayla. So no, but says the Gemara, no, even be'esa b'kuskla, even if it's easy, lo lishri inish makam rabbe, don't allow that in front of your Rebbe. Why? Lo mishum de mechzikaf kirusa. Not because it looks like a bizayon. It's not because you're being mevazahim. It's not a Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo, a pagam in the kavod. El mishum delo mastaya milsa. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. The Gemara lo mastaya milsa makes it sound like there's some sort of, skuladik issue over here. But maybe lo mastaya milsa means it's not a good idea. If you answer a shayla and your Rebbe is there and you don't ask him, lo mastaya milsa, you're not taking advantage of a resource in front of you. You might not come up with the right psak. Why? Maybe because some esoteric type of answer. Or maybe because tippish. You could ask the Shaila. You could ask the Shaila. You can consult your Rebbe. It's not so embarrassing. You have to ask your Rebbe Shaila. You have to learn from him. So ask him. So consult. So it's a lack of achrayas to not consult. It's very irresponsible to not, if you have an accessible source of information, so ask them. What if I ask for shus beforehand? The guy asks me what the bracha on whatever, taka, hydroponic lettuce. So I say, no, I know that the Chaznish said one way, I know that, you know, maybe it does, it has the original seed was from a cucumber, so maybe it is Adama, tastes like cucumber, looks like cucumber, whatever. You have a whole Gansa Shtikl Torah and you give an answer. So what if before you do that, you go over to your Rebbe, and you don't ask him the Shaila, but you say, can I have Rishus to answer the Shaila? Is it still Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabba? He's right next to you, you're in New York with him. So it's not a lack of kavod anymore. He said, sure, go ahead, answer the Shaila. It's not a lack of kavod. But is it still Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabba? What would you say? No, it's no lack of kavod. The Ran said, Rav Shemachal HaKvod, the Kvod HaMachal. What's the answer? Yeah, but there's a second din over here. Tipish. Lowest Ayah Milsa. How could you not ask him? He's right next to you. And you don't ask him what the Shaila. You have the ability to ask him for a shus, but you don't ask him for the information, for the help on the Psak Halacha. Of course, that's still going to be Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabo. So says Tosis like this. Skivaldik, two dinim. There's a din of kavod. Yeah, you could solve that with Nisil's Roshos. Elamai, Kolzman, you're within his, not Dal Ramos, but you're within his vicinity of Gimel Parsaos, he's still accessible, he's still reachable, it's still within reason to go and consult him. So it's still more halacha b'fnei rabo to answer a shayla. But if you ask for Roshos, and you're outside of Gimel Parsaos, so neither din applies anymore. You already got out of the kavod issue, there's no pagam in his kavod, he gave you Roshos. And you're so far away already, they're not going to ask you to go. Lo b'shamayim, really, you know, okay, there Rashi says you would have to go. But here, we're saying you wouldn't have to go. You don't have to travel on a boat across the ocean. You don't have to go Gimel Parsos to ask your Rebbe a Shaila. You can answer the Shaila. You asked for Shus, so there's no lack of kavod. And there's no irresponsibility to answer a Shaila if your Rav is inaccessible. Just one thing to think about. I have not found much of a discussion in the Poskim about this. I looked, and I have not found much of a discussion in the posting about this. But does the based on what we're saying, does the din of Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo change in terms of Gimel Parsaos in the modern day for two reasons? One, the fact that we have cars, so now is Gimel Parsaos much more because you can get much farther, much faster, or airplanes you can travel to ask your. I think that was Baruch Ber when they would ask him a hard kasha. You know, you've heard this when they asked Baruch Ber a hard kasha in Shir in Kamenitz, he would think and think and think, and then sometimes he'd just leave the room and come back 3 days later and say, Reb Chaim said. So now with cars, it wouldn't take him 3 days. You just go. Or we have telephones, right? You call on a telephone. Or what's it called with the computer, with the mail? YouTube. No. Email. Doar Electroni. You send a message to the Rebbe and ask him the Shaila. Why can't you do that? So does the halacha change nowadays? Because really it's a din in accessibility. And he is accessible wherever you are nowadays. So I didn't see much of a discussion about this. Rav Moshe Shtermach had a suffix in the Sefer Emuna V'Torah. They printed a few years ago a Sefer HaMavtech to all of Rav Shtermach's, not all, but almost all of Rav Shtermach's Ksavim. This was my idea, by the way. I told the guy in the Svarim Star, I was all upset about this. He said, you keep complaining or start doing. But when I bought it, I said, this is my idea to make a Mavtech. Because every three, then one Chalakim of Chuvos Hanhagos has its own mafteach. So I always wanted to combine the mafteachos and like add in more. And then one day I came to the store and they had it. And they did, not only that, but they did it for Moad Mizmanim and they did it for all of his different svarim. So I told the guy, I complained that I want to do that. And he said, okay, but you just sit around saying you want to do things, you don't actually do anything. It's good. The svarim guys know how to give you musar. My friend once went to Beagle Eisen and he said, like, I get a Zohar. And the guy at Beagle Eisen said, you finished Nigla? Like, I didn't come here for a musar. She was like, I'm willing to pay you $200 for the set. Just give it to me. Okay, but the Svarim guys, they know how to give you. So in a Sefer Emunah V'Torah, which is his Ha'aros on the Rambam Hilchos Yisodei Torah and Talmud Torah, Emunah V'Torah. So he has a suffix about this, whether nowadays with cars and planes and trains and everything, does the shear get bigger? The only other thing I saw is that of Shmuel Weinberg in the Sefer Ma'oros HaRambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah. So he says, Davar Pashat, that the Shir doesn't change nowadays, even though we have telephones. So, okay, like Lefi, what we're saying, maybe it should have, or maybe they were just Kovei Shir and it doesn't change. Fine, it's not really a Kasha, but it's something interesting to think about in Psak Halacha, yeah.
Why would it be Tali on, I believe it's the second, and why is it Tali on your Rebbe? It should just be Tali on anybody who's smarter than you.
Yeah. So maybe that's somewhat true. So we'll say something in a second that might make that somewhat true, but maybe the answer is that I don't know, is Ein L'Davar Sof, you're mechuyev to find, that every time you have a shayla, you're mechuyev to find every Talmud Chacham in the world, every single person who's learned Shulchan Aruch, and ask him to consult him?
No, if you're aware of somebody who's a bigger Talmud Chacham.
But I'm saying Ein L'Davar Sof, it's not the... Right, but that's what I'm saying, Ein L'Davar Sof, it's not... It's
well,
we can only...
If you're aware of it, if I'm aware there are shaykhs in town...
But if you're in New York, you're literally aware of just you, meaning you're just aware of, let's say, how many Rosh Hashiva are there in YU? 28? So you're aware of like 25... I'm joking, you're aware of 28 people who you could, just joke, who you could ask, this one's going on Lander's Torah, not on Y Torah. You're aware of like 28 people who could answer your Shaila. You're supposed to spend 28, depending on who you're talking to, it could take an hour or more with each of them. So you're going to do that? It makes sense, the Chazal, so the ones you had a Sheikhus with. The other potential answer is like, there are Rabbanim who know all of Shulchan Aruch who aren't your Masoros HaPsak, and that matters also. So you're not Mechuyev to go to all of them too. But I think it's like an Ein L'Davar Sof type of answer. But I'll give you a different... It's not going to answer your question, but different related to your question in a second, we another. Baruch Hashem, so many amazing Rebbeim in YU. That's what I was trying to get across. Be'emes, this is Gevaldik, Be'emes, both of these dinim appear in the Rambam. So if you open the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, so you have our din. You have Perek Hay in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the first... I don't know, five halachos? Three, four halachos? Are all about this. Are all about the dinim of Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah. There's a big focus on Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah over here. Perek Hay in Hilchos Talmud Torah, we'll come back to this, B'nether, is about the mitzvah of Kavod for Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam spends a lot of the time, in the beginning, a big chunk of it, on this this Isser of Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah. So here the Rambam says that a person can't be Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah. Fine, good. It appears in Hilchos Talmud Torah, as it should. The Rambam quotes it in another place as well, this din. This is amazing. The Rambam quotes this din of Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah in Hilchos Sanhedrin also. Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Chaf, Halacha Tes. Halacha Tes. V'talmid al yoro Halach B'fnei Rabbah elam kein haya rachuk menesh shalosh parsaos keneged machni Yisrael. That's the whole halacha. So aside from the fact that he's missing some details, I'm saying in addition to the fact that he's missing some details, why did the Rambam say it again? What did the Rambam add in that sentence? Anything? B'talmid al yora halacha b'fnei rabo elam kein haya rachuk menu shalosh parsaos keneged machne Yisrael. He didn't add anything. It's the same halacha. He just wrote it again in Hilchos Sanhedrin. You guys saw this? Why is it in Hilchos Sanhedrin? So what are these halachas about? You know, Zach? Halacha vav. Lo sasu aval b'mishpat. Zeh ma'avis es adin u'mezak es achayv mechayv es zakai. Don't mess up a judgment. Don't do pater when it's aser. Don't do mutter when it's... When it's aser, don't mess up a judgment. Lo sasu av mishpat. Don't ba'avol the mishpat. V'chein ma'anes adin. Don't do those things. What, then the Rambam says, hagas liba b'hara v'kovitz v'chosich without thinking is going to be ma'avol the din. Kol da'in sheba lifnei lefanav din v'hischil lidmosa ledin pasuk. He's trying to compare and contrast to other dinim. Be careful about donning dini Torah. V'talam al yor halacha b'fnei rabba elam kin haya rachim menu shalosh parsas v'machnei Yisrael. What's the Rambam adding over here? The Rambam is adding exactly this point. There's two dinim. In Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah, there's a din in Hilchos Talmud Torah Parakeh, which is the dinim of kavod for a Talmud Chacham. That's an issue that you can't be Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah because it's a pegam and it's kavod. You're being mevaz that Talmud Chacham. Says the Rambam, but there's another din also. Lo sasu avu b'mishpat. You don't want to mess up the psak halacha chas v'shalom, the din Torah chas v'shalom. So because of that, also al yor halacha b'fnei Rabbah, unless you're chutz migim parsos when already it's inaccessible. But that second din is not a din in Kavod, says the Rambam. That second din is a din in Lo Sasu Al Mishpat. Those are the two dinim that we're talking about. So I saw on Shabbos afternoon, I saw Sorotskin had this jokes. But he had the same mahalach in answering Tosfos also to explain the two dinim in Tosfos. I think it's very good. He added one other thing here, and he has it elsewhere also. We were talking in Tosfos. He says in the Rambam, if you notice, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says a bamedvar murim at the end of this long line of halachos. He says bamedvar murim. We're talking about Rabbi Muvak, right? If it's your Rebbe Muvak, it's a real Rebbe. So then, Rabbo. So then, you have an isra of Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbo. What about Rebbe Chaver? Let's say you're a Talmud Chaver to someone. He's my Rebbe in the sense that like he taught me a lot. We learned a lot together. He maybe has a yediyas that I don't have in some cases, but we're basically equals. We just give and take. We have we're mashpia and mekabel from each other. So he's my Rebbe Chaver. Is there an isser of Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbah for him? So the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, no, it's only for someone who's your real Rebbe. Your Rebbe above you, not just a Rebbe Chaver, not an equal. Rabbi Suresh can point out that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin doesn't distinguish. He just says, Talmud Yer Halach B'Bnei Rabbo, unless he's Chutz Migum Parsa. So you could say, he already spelled it out in Hilchos Talmud Torah. You could say that.
That doesn't spell out Din of Kviyas Yeshiva.
That's not Shaykh there. That's about Losas Ol Mishpat. That's not about. It depends what kviyas yeshiva means. But even if it's a kviyas lahoros psak, it's not shaykh to the. Just within this din, what do you have to do? You have to not pass in front of your rebbe. We could talk about whether you should set up a beis hara or whether you're allowed to teach chumash even in the town of your rebbe without his permission. We could talk about the Kesef Mishnah talks about that what it's applying to, but it's not shaykh to Hilchos Sanhedrin. So he doesn't make a distinction between Talmud Torah. So the simple answer is he already said it in Hilchos Talmud Torah that it only applies to. To a Talmud Muvag, not a Talmud Chaver. But he also already said the whole din in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So why leave out this prat? So if Suretzkin says, maybe it's the same Vart. This is very interesting. Maybe it's the same Vart. When it comes to Kavod, so you don't owe any Kavod to an equal who shares Torah with you. You guys learn from each other. So he's not your Rebbe above you that you have to show him Kavod. So you're allowed to be more halacha b'fnei Rabbo. Even without asking his rishus, he's just your chaver. Yeah, he knows a little bit more, but he's not like your rebbe mamish. But when it comes to the question of Hilchos Sanhedrin, when it's a question of is it responsible, you have someone who's smarter than you, or knows a little more than you, or knows a tiny bit more than you. He's on your level, but like he knows a little bit. He helps you in different situations, and he's accessible. He's right next to you. You're not going to ask him. What?
Kesef Mishnah says
Hilchos
Sanhedrin is not for Rabbi
As the Mishnah says, right, but meaning because he spelled that already in.
I know.
So that's one answer you could have said. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Meaning, did lo kehil was Talmud Torah, you're saying? No, you're saying like.
He says it was Kamosha Kasa, but why would he say it's not? Shouldn't he say it's also?
Yes, according to what we're saying, he should say it's also, but we're not saying like as Mishnah. The simple answer is that it's exactly like Talmud Torah. He already spelled that on Talmud Torah. This only applies to a Talmud Muvak to a Rebbe Muvak. But a Talmud Chaver, there's no. But we're saying you wouldn't say. We're saying a different pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam left it out because he is distinguishing in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He's not distinguishing in Hilchos Sanhedrin because in Hilchos Sanhedrin it's a question of being responsible and passing the shaila correctly. So if you have access to a resource who's knows a little bit more, he has what to add, and you don't ask him, who cares if he's a Talmud Chaver, or who cares if he's a lower level than you? If he knows enough to help you, and you don't ask him, you're not consulting a resource, so then that's your fault if you mess up the din. Yeah. Yeah, so could be that's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam has the same Shita as Tosfos, that you have to ask Rishus outside of Gimel Parsos, so Rishus doesn't work within Gimel Parsos, and maybe we explained why, because there's two dinim. B'shait, though, when we learned this, so Twersky didn't say that Mahalach in the Rambam. Tosus, I think, Tosus is very good. Tosus is very good. The Rambam maybe is good too, but Twersky at the time said a different Mahalach in the Rambam that I wanted to share with you. Very Sildisdik. In the Rambam, Hilchos covered the Kvot Tamil Chamim, and also we'll see in the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah in general. I hope we get to all of this. So the Rambam, again, the Shita is like the Tosus, that within Gimel Parsos, even in the Tils, Rishus doesn't help. Outside of Gimel Parsos, Rishus does work. Why doesn't Atilas Rishus work with Ingim Parsos? If it didn't covet, why isn't covet Nimchal? Rav Shemachal Kvod, the Kvod the Machal. So, to understand it, let's go back a little bit and try to understand the mitzvah of Kvod Tamid HaChamim a little bit better, in the Rambam at least, and then come back to these halachos. So if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah's essay, Reish Test 209, that's where the Rambam has the mitzvah of covet for Chachamim. HaMitzvah Reish Test. So we have to mechabed them, stand for them, and raise them up on a pedestal or whatever. The Gemara is in Kedushin. Lam Beis, Lam Gimel. Those Gemaras tell you the details of when you stand, how much you have to stand, who you stand for. All those dinim are in the Gemara. Then the Rambam says a little bit of a side point here, and the Rambam spends the balance of the entire, it's a long paragraph, if you look inside, the balance of this entire mitzvah's essay, Reish Tes, he spends an hour din. Ukvar biru, she'enu mutar l'tamid l'achol k'al rabo, rotsu lomar, b'cholek latzis mehara'aso, v'dino she'yismach b'svara'aso, v'yilmad o yadun o yore im lo yitin la'rishus. Ve'ein mutter lo liskot edimo. Kolachok rabba cholak ashchina. Kolamis rayim rabba kuzma rabba ashchina. Everything here is focusing on the dinim of mor alach b'fnei rabba. Arguing on him, passing in his presence. All those things are here in Reish Tes. So Rav Tversky just pointed out at the time that it's interesting. If I was writing Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay, Reish Tes, so maybe I'd mention Mor Halacha B'nei Rabbo. If it's Din and Kavod, I'd mention it. But it wouldn't be like the feature, the main staple feature of the mitzvah. The main staple feature is the Kima B'nei Rav. And the Rambam says, oh, we already dealt with that. It's in Kedushin. You look in Kedushin, you'll find the Dinim. So if you want to say the same thing about Mor Halacha B'nei Rabbo, the Dinim are found on Hamad Beis and in Ksubas, well, and Erevin, Dafsamech, Gimel, Beis, whatever, that range, right? So you find the dinim. If you look in Shas, you'll find the dinim. But the Rambam spends time spelling out this concept, Mor Halacha B'nei Rabbo, more even than the Kima, the Kavod that we would think that the Rambam would talk about. Or talk about being Mashke your Rebbe, feeding your Rebbe, dressing your Rebbe, all the dinim the Rambam quotes in Parakeh of Talmud Torah towards the end. Why doesn't he have any of that here in Mitzvah Reish Tes? The focus seems to be somehow Mor Halacha B'nei Rabbo. Why is Mor Halacha B'nei Rabbo the focus, like the main, almost like definitive character feature of Mitzvah's Kfot Talmud Chachamim? That's first of all. Second of all, if you look at the Rambam just in general in Hilchos Talmud Torah, sorry, Parak Hey. So if you go to the Koseres in the Halachos over here, Hilchos Talmud Torah, so the Rambam says that there's Yesh Bechol and Shtei Mitzvah Zesei. There's two positive mitzvahs in Hilchos Talmud Torah. First is Lilmo Torah. Okay. Shnei Lechabed Milamdeh Aviyodeh. Secondly, you also have a mitzvah to be Mechabed, those who know and those who teach Torah. So just note, it's interesting that the Rambam, why, like we should have thought of this already, not from the Koteres, but why does the Rambam have the mitzvah of Kvo Talmid Acham here in Hilchos Talmud Torah? Where else would it be? I don't know, Mamrim with halachos of Kavod for your father? If you want to be creative and fancy, you put it with Vikidashto, Kavod for Kohanim, or the dinim of Kavod for the Melech. It's a dinim of Kavod. What does that have to do with Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is all these halachos, all these prakim are about learning Torah and teaching Torah. How much you have to pay to learn Torah? Fine, but what does that have to do with Kavod? What does Kavod have to do with Talmud Torah? Why is it here? So maybe we'll come back to that if we can. Then if you start the halachos, again, Parak Hay is all about the Kavod. That's where this second mitzvah features. So if you start in Halacha Aleph with me, Parak Halacha Aleph. I'm just going to point out a few Rambams and we'll come back. Kishem she'adam mitzvah b'chvod aviv uvi yiraso. Kachu chayev b'chvod rabo uvi yiraso. The rabo, yes, I'm aviv. In a way, the rab deserves more kavod. She'aviv yulachayim ala haba hazeh v'rabo shalim dochachma mi b'yulachayim haba. Okay. The Rambam starts with the kishem. So whenever the Rambam has a kishem, you have to take note of a kishem. Kishem means there's some link here between the two dinim. It's not stam. He's not just saying, oh, just like I know there's a mitzvah of kavod for your father, there's also a mitzvah of kavod for your Rebbe, and they're totally different. And when he says kishem, it means there's some fundamental, intrinsic link between the two. So what's the kishem over here? Kishem she'adam mitzvah b'kvod aviv. In the very same way, exactly parallel somehow, fundamentally linked to the mitzvah of kavod and yira for your father, kach, in that very same way, huchai b'chvod rabo v'yiraso. Again, v'yeser, there's dinim that are more applicable, that apply even more so by the Rav, but what's the similarity that says kishem between a father and a Rebbe? One diyuk. The other one is here in Halacha Beis. Where is this? The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Beis Dalid. You could look that up and tell me if I'm wrong. But here. The Rama says in Reish Mem Beis Dalid that he quotes a Ma'arik, that a person is chayven not to be Mor Halacha B'nei Rabbo. Kol Zman that he's his Rebbe, but it could change. How would it change? Not like Rav Shechter says about Rav Pleyaf and Rav Gifter. It could change in the following sense. You could have a Rebbe who's 10 times better than you. And then you learn for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, and you have good Kalim, Baruch Hashem, and you have good you know, you have a good amount of time, and you have nachas, you have a yeshiva das, and you're able to learn, and you excel, and you supersede your Rebbe. You become bigger than your Rebbe. It's possible. It's very hard to imagine, but it's possible that someone could get past the level of the Rebbe and become bigger than him. So in that case, are you allowed to be a mor alach b'fnei Rabbo? The Rama says, yeah. If you outgrow your Rebbe, you could paskin even in his presence. Does the Rambam hold like that? So maybe the Rambam doesn't hold like that. If you look in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Ezu cholik al Rabbo. Zeshe kovei lo medrash, v'yoshi v'dorish milami shalob rishus, Rabbo, v'rabbo kayam, v'af al pisha Rabbo m'dina acheres. V'asr la'adam lahorus b'fnei Rabbo, l'olam. V'chol amor alach b'fnei Rabbo, v'schayiv misa. What the Rambam add there, a very important word. Asr la'adam lahorus b'fnei Rabbo, l'olam. So it sounds like the Rambam means that there's never a time where a person is able, he may outgrow, the Rambam's not arguing that a person can't outgrow, a person can outgrow the Rebbe, they can become bigger than the Rebbe. So why can't he pass him? So apparently the Rambam's saying, la'olam, for all eternity, there's never a point where a person is able to pass him in front of his Rebbe, even if he should outgrow him and become bigger than him. So again, the things that we notice are all disjointed right now, but just diukim. In the Mrs. Essay Reish test, the Rambam said the focus, seemed to say the focus, and also you see it a little bit in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the focus of the mitzvah of Kvod Talmid Chachamim is all about Mor Halach B'fnei Rabbo. Why is that the definitive feature of Kvod Talmid Chachamim? Secondly, the Kotaris, which we're not really going to touch yet, why do we have this mitzvah of Kvod Talmid Chachamim within the mitzvah, within the Halachos of Talmud Torah? What Shaychus of Talmud Torah to Kvod? Then within Hilchos Talmud Torah, we have two diukim. First of all, the Kishem, She'aviv, your chayiv to mechabed your av, so to your chayiv to mechabed your Rebbe. What's the link between a father and a Rebbe? How are they intrinsically, fundamentally linked? And lastly, the Rambam says, la'olam, against the Rama, meaning the Rambam thinks that you can't paskin b'makom Rebbe even when you grow bigger than Rebbe. So what's the, how do you put all these things together? So here's the yisod. Rav Tversky Shlita said this yisod. We tend to think of the mitzvah of kvod talmid chachamim, like I said before. This Rebbe that's in front of you has spent so many years learning, and he has so much knowledge, and so much brain power, and he's na dorsh na mekayim. He deserves your kavod, your mechabed the gavra for being such a big Talmud Chacham, such a big tzaddik, such a big yodea sefer. Maybe there's a shtickle of karsa tov also, there's a personal relationship, there's a kesher, you're mechabed him for that kesher also. Okay, so you're mechabed him in the chum. But that's not really the yisod the Rambam is telling us of kvod tamid lecham. The yisod for kvod tamid lecham, or kvod rabo, is that there's a kavod a person has to have for the masorah. That what the rav represents, what the rebbe represents to you, is that he's your link in the chain going back to Har Sinai. What your rebbe represents for you is not just that he's a gevaldik talmid chacham, it's that he's a gevaldik talmid chacham who passed the Masorah down to you, who links you back to Har Sinai, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that he is your Baal HaMasorah, he's the one who owns the rights, so to speak, to your ability to link up to this chain. He's the one who brought you into the fold and brought you Tachas Kanfei HaMasorah. So therefore you owe him a kavod, not because you're being mechabed the Gavra for his Yediyas, but you're mechabed the Masorah. You're mechabed the fact that he brought you into that chain, and he's your link on the chain. He's the Baal HaMasorah for you. Says the Rambam, this is beautiful, says the Rambam, even you were in his gadel, even if you became a bigger Talmud Chacham, and now you were way bigger than him, you were smarter than him, you were sharper than him, you have more ideas than him, you pass him more shilas than him, even if you surpass him by a million miles, he's still always going to be your Baal HaMasorah. Nothing changes about that. If you become a bigger Talmud Chacham, that doesn't change the history. The history is that this person brought you into the Masorah. You owe him the respect not because of his great ideas. If that was true, then once you surpass him, you can become your own Rav and you can pass in your own shilas, even in his presence. No, you owe him the kavod because he represents, he's your Baal HaMasorah. And the fact that he's your Baal HaMasorah demands that you be mechabed him. No matter how big you get, you still owe him that same kavod. Maybe that's also why Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbo for the Rambam is such a prominent feature in the mitzvah of Kvod Talmid Chachamim. Because standing for Talmid Chachamim, standing for your Rebbe, that's a sign of kavod for the person. Okay, he's a big Talmid Chacham, he's my Baal Masorah, he's a big Talmid Chacham, I stand up for him. But what being Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbo represents is that a person becomes, he's acting as the Baal HaMasorah in front of his Rebbe. Meaning, my Rebbe is my Baal HaMasorah. What does that mean? It means he teaches me, and it means he answers shailas, it means he tells me Dvar Hashem. The second I start answering shailas in his presence, what am I doing? It's a lack of kavod. It's a lack of kavod to him? Yes. But you know what is even more than that? You know what it really speaks to? It's a lack of kavod to the fact that he's my Baal HaMasorah. Because now I'm doing those Masorah Dika acts. I'm passing shilas. I'm teaching in front of him. I'm being koveya medrash in front of him. I'm giving pshat and Torah. I'm passing along Masorah. In front of my Rebbe, he's my Baal Masorah. How could I try to undercut him? How could I try to assert myself to the point where I'm skipping a link in the chain in front of my Rebbe? I can't do that. Mor Halacha b'fnei Rabbo is the definitive character of the issue of Kfotim Nidachamim, because being Mor Halacha b'fnei Rabbo is dafka this. It's showing that I don't hold this guy as my Baal HaMasorah anymore. I'm willing to step above him, to supersede him, and paskin in his presence even. This is amazing also. Rutwirsky pointed this all out at the time, until the next point. But the Gemara in Brachas and Lamed Aleph says a story that when Shmuel came before Eli Yakoin, so he was, his mother consecrated him to the... To be in the Mikdash, and some shaila came up about shechita. The passion of the Gemara is that it's a shaila if a zar can shech. So Shmuel said, "Pasha, shechita is ksher bazar." Eli requested that we switch to kachim, so write that down. So shechita is ksher bazar, shechita labavodi, fine. So the Gemara says that Eli responded basically that Shmuel's chayiv misa because he was mor halacha b'fnei rabba. And then Chana says, "No, elanar is espalalti." This is great, by the way. My oldest son, his name is Shmuel. So at the bris, when I started the drasha, I said Alatz libi b'Hashem, Rama karni b'Hashem, Elanar zes balalti. I ended with, like I just said, Sukkim from Chana's Tila. Not that wasn't the drasha. The drasha was about his reason, not doing the mitzvos. But I started and ended poetically with those Sukkim. So after the bris, someone came over and they're like, "You don't even realize you named your son Shmuel and you were quoting all the Sukkim about Shmuel." I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're right. That's amazing." Whatever, you chap? He didn't chap. Is the point? I feel like you don't chap. No, because you look like him. You look like he looked. Okay. Anyway, so, but these are the. So that's why Chana says, "Al narzah esplali, please spare him. Don't kill him, even though he's more alach b'fnei Rabbo." So to spare the kasha, what more alach b'fnei Rabbo? When did Shmuel get to school? Shmuel got there yesterday. This is his first day in Eli's presence. What do you mean, Rabbo? How is he Rabbo? So Tosfos give. They don't say an inami, but it seems like it's two answers. The second answer they give, which is also a yesod, is that, yeah, but when you go to the, when you enroll in the yeshiva, you're accepting the Rebbe as your Rebbe. That's also a yesod. But just like, you know, you enroll, I mean, I think Rav Tversky gave this much all the time, but you enroll in the yeshiva, let's say you enroll in YU, and you get there the first day, and you're going to be in Rav Shechter Shir, and Rav Shechter, well, Rav Shechter is a bad example because he's the Gadol Dor, but let's say you enroll in someone else's Shir, and he walks into the Shir room the first day, and you don't stand up. Everyone stands up. "Hey, why don't you stand up?" "He's not my Rebbe yet. Tomorrow I'll stand up. He's not my Rebbe yet. I didn't hear a shir from him yet." That's ridiculous. No, you were Mechavelim. You stand up from the first day of shir. That's the second answer in Tosis. The first answer in Tosis is what? That Eli was the Gedol Hador. If you look in the Rambam, in the Hakdama to the Yad, he has Eli as one of the Baalei HaMasorah, passing on the Masorah. He's one of the links in the chain. So Eli was one of the Gedol Hador. He was the Baal HaMasorah of that generation. That's exactly our Yesod. You owe covet already. There's an isser of Mor Halacha b'fnei Rabbo. Why? Eli's not my Rebbe. He's not my guy. I never learned from him yet. Yeah, but he's the Gedol Hador. He's the Baal HaMasorah. To paskin in front of him is the worst act of taking that mantle, of trying to paskin in front of a Baal HaMasorah, acting like a Baal HaMasorah in front of the Baal HaMasorah. You can't have that. You can't have that. Lastly, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Hey, we note it says, "Kishem she'adam etzuve b'chvod aviv uviraso kach l'chayit b'chvod rabo viraso." So this is not Rav Tversky's Ha'ara, but I think it's good that the Rambam has this intrinsic fundamental link between a Rebbe and a father. So what's the intrinsic link? So maybe das gufa, exactly what we're being omen on right now. When a person has a father, so the father is the one who brought them into the world, the one who gave them life, the one who probably taught them a few things when they were younger. Let's say this kid, it's very shy, it's very possible, this kid grows up and he's smarter, wiser, sharper, better in every single way than his father. Does he now not owe his father covet? Of course not. Wait, why not? What do you mean? He's bigger than him, he's better than him, his father's lower than him, beneath him. What's the answer? Your father brought you into this world. Your father brought you into this world. He gave you all the ideas that built you up to who you are today. He's your Baal HaMasorah. He's your Baal HaMasorah. He's your link in the chain, biologically and also in other ways. He's your link in the chain. So no matter how big you get, how could you possibly surpass your father? You can't surpass your father. Elamai, you owe him kavod for your entire life, le'olam. Says the Rambam, kishem, that the father deserves your kavod le'olam, because why? Because he's your Baal HaMasorah in that sense. He's always going to be your link in your chain, and you can never change that. So too, a kavod for a Rebbe is the same vart. The cover of the Rebbe is not a cover of the Rebbe because he taught me a lot of Torah, or because he's so smart, or because he's such a nice beard. That's not why you owe cover to your Rebbe. You owe cover to your Rebbe. Why? Because he's your Baal HaMasora. He's the link in the chain. That never changes. La'olam. That's always, Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbo is always Shaykh. Because a person, and that's why Mor Halacha is, again, the featured mitzvah, the featured din within the mitzvah, Kavod Talmid Chachamim, because the whole mitzvah of Kavod for Talmid Chachamim is really a mitzvah of Kavod for the Masora, and Kavod for your Baal HaMasora. And your Baal HaMasora is your Rebbe, just like your father, Lo'ome Olamim. That never changes. You can't surpass him to the point where he's not your Rebbe anymore. Ramesh Tversky, Hashem Yikom Damo, they have a quote from him in his biography that this is important to know. But, like, you can never say someone was your Rebbe. You can never say he was my Rebbe. He is my Rebbe. You're not in his shir anymore. He's not around anymore. Okay, but he is my Rebbe. That never changes. A person gives you your Masora. How does that ever get taken away from him? He's your Baal HaMasora. He gave you everything. I think I heard a story around when he passed away that Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel was older already. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mil already. So he was, I think he was in a car even. I think he was in a car driving to Mea Sharm. Someone was driving to Mea Sharm. And he saw out the window his mechanich, like his teacher from grade school from a long time ago in the street. Mechanich was like probably Talmid Chacham, like a good guy, but it was very clear from the storyteller. And he was saying it in a nice way, but whatever, not... didn't touch the feet of where Rav Nosson Zvi was. And Rav Nosson Zvi asked to stop the car, got out, and stood up for him because he wanted to show kavod to his Rebbe from when he's a little boy. Why? Because he thought he knew more than him? No, he didn't think he knew more than him. I think he knew who he was. He was Makir Makomo. Elamai, he's always going to be his Baal HaMasora. He got him started. He brought him to where he was, even if he's not bigger than him anymore, but he's his Baal HaMasora. One other thing, I think this is very gishmak. If you go to the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Beis, sorry, the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis, there's another kishem here that's so fascinating. The Rambam says, I think I told you this once. The Rambam says, kishem she'atalmidim chayavim b'chvod harav, kach harav tzarech lechabes talmidav ulekarvan. Lekarvan, I think, is a question of Gersos. No. So, there's another question of Gersos here. So, kishem she'atalmidim chayavim b'chvod harav, the same way that I'm chayav to mechaben my Rebbe, so too the Rebbe's chayav to mechaben me. Kishem. So that's a very strange kishem, right? I get it. The Rebbe should have some respect for the talmidim. How do you teach someone if you don't respect them? How do you make a relationship? How do you give them over the masor if you don't respect them? But kishem, the same way that I owe my Rebbe respect, so that they also owe me respect? So how is that a kishem? How are they linked? How are those parallel in any way, equal in any way whatsoever? It sounds ridiculous, ludicrous. So maybe the pshat is the pshat, or one of the pshatim. Maybe the pshat is the Rambam's trying to say like this. Why do you owe your Rebbe kavod? He's your Baal HaMasora. He's your link in the chain. He's the one who brought Moshe Rabbeinu to you. He's the one who links Moshe to his Talmud, to his Talmud, to his Talmud, to you. Why does the Rebbe owe kavod to his Talmud? What does the Talmud represent for the Rebbe? The next link in the chain. The Masora only, it's bi-directional. It goes up to Har Sinai, but also hopefully goes down for all eternity. What's the Talmud to the Rebbe? The Talmud to the Rebbe is also his Baal HaMasora in a warped sense. He's his Baal HaMasora in the sense that he's the one who's going to take that Masora and carry on to the next generation. Kishem, in the very same way that the Talmud has to be mechabed the Masora and realize that his Rebbe is the Baal HaMasora who gave him the Masora, so too the Rebbe has to realize, Kishem, Kach, the Rebbe has to realize that his Talmidim are the next link in the chain. They're the ones who are going to take that Masora and pass it on to the next person, the next generation. In the very same way that you owe kavod to your Rebbe, he owes kavod to you because you both, without both of you, the Masora Rachman Son stops. So the Rebbe owes you kavod, the same way that you owe him the kavod. On one level. Yeah, all of this is to explain, basically, why Netilas Rosh Hashanah doesn't help within Gimel Parsos. What do you mean? You're going to ask Rosh Hashanah? You ask Rosh Hashanah from your Rebbe. Very good, you ask Rosh Hashanah from your Rebbe. So now when you pass in Shaila, it's not Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbo? Of course it's Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbo. You're still acting like a Baal Masorah in his presence. He gave you Rosh Hashanah, so it's not a lack of covet to the Gavra. The Gavra says, I'm Machal, I don't care, I don't have any Gaiva, I don't care if you pass in front of me. That's very nice. But was the Masorah Mochal? You're acting like a Baal HaMasora in front of your Baal HaMasora. You're trying to supersede him. You're trying to assert yourself in the place of your Rebbe. Very nice that he gave you Rishus. He doesn't care about his kavod. That's very nice. But it's not his Masora to be Mochlan for you to act as a Baal HaMasora. He can tell you to sit down, not stand up. He can be Mochlan his kavod. That's all about him. But to not be Mechavod the Masora, he can't be Mochel such a thing. Yeah, one other question, which we're just going to say Rashi Prakim because we don't have time to really get into. But people hear the Mahalach so far? This is the Rambam. One other thing that I think it connects to, which is really important, but again, we'll just touch the surface of, is that we asked also, why is all of this in Hilchos Talmud Torah? Put it in Hilchos Mamrim. Put it in Hilchos, Vikidashto. Put it in Hilchos Malachim with the Kavod from the Malachim. It's Dinim and Kavod. Why is all of Perek Hay and Perek Vav, why is that here in the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah? This has nothing to do with learning Torah. This has to do with Mechabed, people who learn Torah and people who teach Torah. So why is it here? So maybe if we had a better understanding of what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in the Rambam, so we'd have the answer to that question. If you look in the Rambam, I'm going to give you Ma'amar Komos here mostly. If you look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah's essay, Yud Aleph. So the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And there the Rambam doesn't say like the Bahag. It's pointed out, this is a famous thing. The Rambam doesn't say like the Bahag. The Bahag has two mitzvahs, a mitzvah lilmod and a mitzvah lilami. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. There's also a mitzvah to teach Torah. The Rambam doesn't have that. He has one mitzvah of lilmod lilami. One mitzvah of learning and teaching. He thinks that's one combined mitzvah. Rav Tversky pointed out multiple times. Actually, I think he said this over also when he was here in Los Angeles a few months ago on that Sunday learning program. That one of the brilliances of the Rambam's titling of this section of Yad, Talmud Torah, is that the word Talmud is some sort of grammar term, that it includes two types of words within one. Talmud means teaching Torah, and it also means learning Torah. Kol tag malawi alai, tanchumin. Those don't mean that you give. That means that they're the noun. I'm not sure what the word is, but you know what I mean. Basically, Talmud implies both teaching and also learning. It's able to be kolel both. That's what the Rambam was trying to accomplish, because his mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just learning and not just teaching. It's both. It's learning and teaching. Lomod ulelamed. More so, if you go through the whole beginning Parak Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, so you find time and again in Halacha Beis, you find kishem she'adam chayiv lelamed es beno, kachu chayiv lelamed es ben beno. In Halacha Gimel, you find also v'chayiv liskor melamed libno ulelamdo, v'eno chayiv lelamed es ben chaveru. Mishlo limdo aviv. This is amazing. Mishlo. This is in the Gemara already. La Gemur Nafshe. Mishlo limdo aviv chayiv lelamed es atzmo. A person whose father didn't teach him, what does he have to do? So I would have said chayiv lilmod. No, chayiv lelamed es atzmo. Everything in the Rambam. Hayu hu lilmo v'torah v'yeshbo v'yesh lo ben lilmo Torah hu kodem levno v'yafish b'no kodem levadal hu. She mitzvah alav lilamid es b'no kachu mitzvah lilamid es atzmo. Not until Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, eight halachos in, does the Rambam say kol yishmi Yisrael chayiv b'talmud Torah, meaning learning. It takes eight halachos till he does that. What does he do for the first seven? He talks about teaching Torah. Everything's about teaching. So what Rav Soloveitchik explained is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the Rambam is not a mitzvah of learning or knowing or being osek in Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the Rambam is a mitzvah of being mekayim and ma'avir the masorah. It's the transmission of the masorah. There's a huge corpus of Torah and tons of traditions that came all the way to me, and I have to now absorb and overflow with that and give it over to everyone else. That's my mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to absorb, to become a container for, and then to pour it out over into everyone after me. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the Rambam is not a mitzvah of learning or teaching. It's a mitzvah of learning teaching. Right? It's this Talmud Torah, which is basically defined as ha'avaras ha'masorah, transmitting the masorah. That's what Talmud Torah is all about. He said a ma'isa with Reb Chaim that someone once came to him in Brisk and asked the shaila. He said, I have enough money for either me or my son to go to yeshiva. Who should I support in learning, me or my son? So what's the answer? The Gemara says, who called them? Who called them of no? Take care of yourself first. Then Reb Chaim obviously answered, your son. So what's the briska choma? Like, what's the chat? So Reb Chaim explained, because, yeah, the Gemara says that a father and a son, the father comes first, take care of yourself. That's when they're shava b'shava. But I see your son has the kochos to give it over. I see your son as the kochos not only to take in the Torah, but also to pass it along to the next generation. If he has the pedagogical skill to give it over, then he takes precedence. Why? Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if you're equal, so you take care of yourself first. But if one of you is going to be Mekayim and Ma'avir the Masorah better than the other, then he for sure takes precedence, because that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ha'avaras ha'masorah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to link up to the Masorah in order to then pass it down to the next generation. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if that's the pshat, then you understand very well why all the dinim of kavod for Talmidei Chachamim appear in our section of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Because Hilchos Talmud Torah is not about learning or teaching. It's about upholding the Masorah and passing it along. And what's the mitzvah of kavod Talmidei Chachamim about? Being mechabed, that Masorah. Making sure you're feeling adequately linked up, making sure you're showing the proper respect and reverence for the Masorah in both directions, as we pointed out, above to your Rebbe and below to your Talmidim. And that's the whole idea of Kvod Talmid Chachamim, Avada, that belongs. There's two mitzvahs within Talmud Torah. Learning Torah, teaching Torah, Lilmo Torah says Ram Nekotaris. That's the Shaila. Why is it Lilmo, not Lilmo Ulamid or Lilamid? Fine. But the Ram says Lilmo Torah. And L'chabid Lomdeh, V'yodeh, to make sure that you're Mechabid, that same Masorah that you're supposed to absorb and give over. So that's the Pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's the Pshat in why Kavod for Talmid Chachamim is in Talmud Torah. And that's the Yesod HaDvarim in all of it, in the midst of Talmud Torah and in Kavod Talmid Chachamim. And again, in our Sugya, Mor Alach B'Fnei Rabo, that's why Netilas Rishus doesn't work, and that's what answers so many of those Diukim in the Rambam. There's a Yesod here that the Rambam is trying to telegraph to us, to give over to us, that we have to realize that the Din of Kavod and the Din of Talmud Torah in general is really all about linking up to and being Mechabid the Masorah.